Next week, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council may start work on zoning the ocean, something it began in 2005 when it protected the coral gardens of the Aleutian Islands. This time, seascape nursery areas are being considered. The council's preferred alternative would avoid restricting fishing in these areas, instead directing the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to keep an eye on them. But this issue may set the stage for deliberations later this year on two large canyons in the Bering Sea that are full of corals, sponges, and skates. APRN's Steve Heimel has a report.
The pressure campaign on the Pribilof and Zemchug canyons is beginning to build in preparation for a council meeting in June, where a staff analysis will be presented. The Greenpeace Foundation began its campaign after a 2007 submarine expedition that mapped large areas of both canyons and documented the presence of sponges and corals in higher densities than other marine areas, and even found some new species. Researchers were glad to get the data, agreeing with Greenpeace's Oceans campaign head John Hosovar that it's better than counting the stuff that comes up along with the fish in trawl nets.
You know, we learn a lot from trawl surveys, from bycatch programs, from fishery-dependent data, but in my mind, there's no substitute for this kind of in-situ data where you go down there and you see it firsthand and you come back with video and you can see how things actually work when they're still alive.
Greenpeace returned with two more submersibles this year and did more surveys. They're trying to build the case to make the canyons off-limits to bottom trawling and maybe longline fishing as well. Hosovar says in their 2007 survey, they saw 13 places where the seafloor was disturbed by fishing. This time, they saw 79.
We saw quite a bit more impact from especially trawling and also from bottom long lines. And I think the main difference is that this time we were concentrating at depths where there's more fishing pressure.
The council will hear a progress report on the canyon analysis at its meeting next week in Portland. Mike Sigler of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Juneau is heading the project. His recommendations will come out in June, but he's willing to talk about what they'll be based on, deciding how distinct the canyon is biologically from the rest of the edge of the continental shelf, an area already so productive that they're calling it the Green Belt.
And I think the crux of it is, are the canyons different from the adjacent slope habitat? In other words, if you walk your way along the Green Belt, when you hit the canyons, are they an oasis or are they, you know, similar to other steep habitat in the slope habitat in the Bering Sea?
If the canyons are distinct, the next question becomes how much of them should be protected?
What are the scales of what do you want to protect in a zoning system? Are you going to treat each of the ecosystems, the Aleutians, the southeastern Bering Sea as distinct or not, or all part of one system and then you want to protect some fraction of those? And how much is enough? We'll provide the scientific information, but those are policy things for the council to consider.
Both canyons contain seamount areas where the triangular flatfish, the seascate, for some unknown reason, deposits its eggs in great concentration, says John Hosovar.
I felt like a kid in a candy store. It was the coolest thing that we saw moving upslope in one of the pinnacles in Zemchug Canyon. And all of a sudden, you start seeing a couple skate egg cases, which I've never seen in a submarine before. The only place I've ever seen them is on a beach. And then really quickly, it just became clear that it was something remarkable. Thousands and thousands of them just piled on top of each other over a really large area, you know, easily the size of a football field, it looked like.
The council has been discussing what to do about the seascape nurseries for close to 3 years. Beyond the two canyons, four other areas have been identified, all called habitat areas of particular concern. At its Portland meeting, the council will look at three alternatives: no action, restricting fishing, or just keeping an eye on the areas. Food retailer Safeway and several native organizations have joined the Greenpeace Canyon Conservation Campaign. The Center for Biological Diversity, known for its litigation on habitat conservation, says the current level of coral bycatch by the trawl fleet is unsustainable. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.